Okay, here's the plan. We go to the gas station, buy something to drink. Grab some kind of granola-like, granola bar-esque thing to go with it. I don't know. And then I'm gonna take this fucking car to the car wash. But first, I'm gonna close this garage door. There we go. Okay. Now I need to not hit this garbage can as I back out of the driveway. Okay, we're good there. Looking good. Rained this morning, but it's warm out now. It's just weird. It's been weird around here. So the streets are still a little wet, which is always nice and safe. That's no good. All right. There's a woman out walking on the street, dressed up approximately exactly like Tim Heidecker is dressed up in the Puss Whip Bang Gang bit. The hat and the shirt and such. I don't know if that's what she's going for. But nailing it. Congratulations. Oh, I bet traffic's gonna be bad. It's early enough that it'll probably suck still even more than it has been. Get my first look at the freeway right here, and yeah, those cars are not moving fast. Okay. Well, it is what it is. This light sucks. And that's the sort of insightful commentary you have come to expect from this show, this program, this thing, whatever this is. Talk about the efficacy of traffic lights around town. And so on and so forth. Alright. I'm going to stop at the gas station. The armored car guy showed up while I was in there and started opening the safe. He was eyeing me, he was looking at me, he was checking me out, he was looking at me going, oh, this guy. And then he started opening the safe. So I guess he decided that I was not a threat.
Verify your membership.
You shut your damn mouth.
Welcome to our car wash. Please select an option from the list on the screen. Please select a car wash by pressing one of the service buttons on the screen. Welcome to our car wash. Add your own finishing touches by joining our convenient. Please insert cash or card. You are now ready to enter the car wash. Please proceed by following the directions on the signs ahead. And thank you again for your car wash.
Okay. There we go. Roll the window here. Can't tell if this guy's motioning me to turn right or to go forward. Seems like it's go forward, but... Thank you. neutral. And roll up all of these. Close all of that. All right. These guys are using brushes and hoses on my car here. Even though it's in front of a big machine that's supposed to be the thing that washes the car, so it's like, if these guys doing this actually helps, then what good is the machine? You know what I mean? Whatever, that guy took a water blaster thing and now a brush, and is brushing the big bird crap off my car that had gotten so bad, so whatever gets taken care of, I guess. I did pay for the gold wash instead of the silver, so maybe this is the gold part. These guys get all brushy on my car. I don't know. You know, it's like on one hand, I'm kind of just looking for a clean car, and at a reasonable price. But getting a clean car seems like one of those things that technology should have solved for us completely, you know? Help! Soap everywhere. No. Through the wash part. Getting rinsed. Now we're getting dried. Do not drive until completely outside of tunnel. Alright, I'm still in neutral. Whoa. Alright. It has ejected me back into the road. Now here I am in neutral. Pop it into drive and go! Well, this car is much cleaner than it was. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's the, you know, incredibly clean, perfect, but if that's the sort of car wash you want, you kind of have to do it yourself, you know. No machine is going to give the perfect car wash because it has no eye for detail. Until we program it to have an eye for detail. Now let's take this marginally clean car and put it into traffic. Maybe the car wash might have messed up my passenger side mirror. I can't tell. Now rolling, it's on the fucking radio. Yeah.
Half the year it works out amazing. You get to spend more time with your family and do more things you want to do. Love the show, man. Hope you become a sister one day. Peace.
What's up, Sway? Hey, Atlanta, Georgia. Just calling about the 3-day work week. I don't think I can afford to have any more days off. When you're at work, you can't spend it. When I'm off work, seems like that's all I do. I don't need any more time off. I spend enough money as it is.
You don't
want me. Sway, this is based off Atlanta, man. I got shackled by my grandfather, man. When I was 13, man, I didn't even have a license. He was a rich man, so I used to drive his women around. He had my grandmother and 3 other women in the same city. He used to take care of. And I made the decision based off of what he was telling me when I grew up. He died and didn't leave me with anything, man. I felt bad because I had to keep all this stuff a secret from my real grandma.
Hey,
this is Tony in San Diego. I got a cousin, man, who has been to prison, not jail, been to prison 7 times. This motherfucker gets out of prison. For about 6 months, he's doing good, get a job at a rental car company and everything. About 6 months go by, I'm riding with him one day, we get pulled over. He's like, oh, man, the car's stolen. This motherfucker quit his job 4 months ago and still got the company rental car, driving it like a fifth car, put rams on it, all kind of shit. Guess what? Back to prison time number 8.
All right, Sway in the Morning, Shade for 5. We want to thank our very special guest, Mel B, for coming by this morning. Make sure you check her out on America's Got Talent live next week, and then also the wonderful, beautiful Kate Hudson.
She was fun.
Oh, it was hot, man.
She has a mom's energy.
Yeah, I was just getting...
You were just staring.
I was just mixed up, and I was just staring at her, right?
But, you know, you had a really good mix-up, though. Stripes, Army movie, Private Benjamin, Army movie. You just blended it all in together, and you like Bill Murray. You always talk about how much you like him. Yeah. You love Goldie. You just put people together and movies together that you like. You came up with your own shit.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, Sway, it's all right. You're just a moron. Don't worry about it. It's like, what are they even saying? America's Got Talent, hosted by an ex-Spice Girl. Sure. We don't need the British to judge whether or not we've got talent. God damn it.
So make sure you're in that message to see for that. Without further ado, let's just get this thing going. Of course, all your requests. Make sure you hit me with those right now. Let me get those in on the lineup at least.
That's like 3 hours.
People want to go. Miss Simple is on it, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, a few comments about black culture.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Well, so out of the top 10, Rob Markman made it as well.
Rihanna.
Rihanna's on it.
Swear, you beat Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
I did? Yeah. Okay, wow.
Ow.
I didn't pay nobody for that number one spot.
Tell him.
All right.
I'm coming for your number one spot.
All right. Okay, so until tomorrow, we have nothing left to say.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
And then, like, at the end of the show, they play this, like, I only catch, like, the last few minutes of the show, and when I do catch it, because it ends, like, you know, around the time that I would be getting in a car. As near as I can tell, at the end of the show, every single fucking morning, they play this song in its entirety. It's like, what?
It's time for the money.
Like, no, I get it. Like, what more can you say? Yeah, no, of course. But, like, get, like, stop. No one wants to hear this song every fucking day. I don't dislike this song, but come on. Come on, Sway. You know, you can come up with a variety of ways to end his show. Like, until then, like, stay juicy, and then Juicy plays, you know? Just
classic like Beepers. Classic like Troop Suits. This is Paxman, baby.
I don't want to hear it. Part-time lover. Finally, some snow. This song, Lonely Monday Morning, is great because it actually kind of has the exact same lyrics as Informer. It's the same, lyrics as Informer. It's the same lyrics as Informer. Why would you do that?
All right, yeah, only lonely, lonely Monday morning.
I think he might have changed two lines there. I can't even tell. Podcast better. Okay. All right. I guess. We'll do it. Sure. This week, we'll do it. We'll make the podcast different, I guess. I don't know.
6 foot tall mathematical rapper. We're chilling in the shack with a bottle of grappa. My man Lucas Howler is playing with the rapper, while Jason Baldwin is sitting on the grappa. My style is gold and my touch is minus. There's no time for the shiners when the ladies are the diners. We got no patience for you, the ass violence. So we ain't no rapper, we're looking G minus.
Like home, going straight to your dome. Commodore style, carpal tunnel syndrome. Yo, style that I'll be moan. I'm horny like a sousaphone. Old school rhymes and computerized beats, cause Starbucks coffee don't hold up to peace. It's white boy funk hiding in your trunk. You can use my effects, but you must have been stunk. And I got no flow, I got bad no flow. Missing a no go to the toe. I slam things like a trampoline. Found you into gasoline. Get creamy, sweet in a pastry steam. Rock the house with a hill.
The thing with emails on the podcast is that, you know, you can't, like, you kind of have to work with what you get, right?
This is great. This is so exciting for me to be here, and thank you.
Yeah, this is De La Soul rapping about Parappa the Rapper for some Parappa mix CD they put out in Japan.
How can people still afford to live in San Francisco? Rent control, I guess. And there are still parts of the city that are far enough away from, like, the desirable areas that it can still be reasonable, you know, with a roommate or something like that. I don't know. I've never lived in San Francisco. It's always seemed like too much money for not enough anything, you know? So instead, here I am, you know, driving 40 miles an hour on the fucking freeway. Though, actually, you know, the weird thing is that for as much as it takes me an hour or so to get in, most mornings, like, people that live far out on, like, I guess the west end of town or something. I don't know what to really call it. The Richmond, the Sunset, like, kind of out there. It takes them just about as long to take buses and shit to get here, or to get to the office, so it's kind of a toss-up at some point.
Morning. The Surgeon General of Brooklyn, New York, has determined that the sound you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
There's a lot of...
There's
a lot of music on this iPod, just not necessarily music I want to listen to, so instead we're going to listen to Tom Green rap. That's where we're at. Surprisingly credible album.
All right, I went to Nevada with an infected bladder. I'll tell you how it happened, even though it doesn't matter. I'm driving down the freeway in my Dodge Saturn. I stop at Hooters, now you see the pattern. I open up my wallet, pay for my chicken. I say to the lady, would you like my fingers to do the licking? The look on her face is kind of panic-stricken. Her boyfriend knocks me out, now I'm bedridden. Go to a small town hospital. The nurse gives me a colonoscopy to be hospitable. See, the doc on duty treats me like a criminal. I say I come from the city, I'm kind of liberal. I better get out, I better not stop. I better head for the border, cuz here come the cops. So I hot wire rehearse in the parking lot. I drop a freestyle verse because I rap a lot. I look in the rear view, I thought I lost him. Sirens all flaring, lights blinking, it's awesome. See, I wanna stop, play dead like a possum. But there's no reason to bother, there's a dead guy in the coffin. See, I'm in my hearse, I'm leading a procession. I got the cops following, I'll teach them a lesson. I take them through a Burger King drive-thru. I better cut back on fat or else I'm gonna die too.
I like naked ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I like making babies.
Oh, yeah.
I wanna make them with girls all around the world.
I like girls. I like girls.
I like to go to Hooters. The girls there think I'm a loser. But I don't care. I just like looking at their cooters.
Now, I'm in a stolen hearse in Nevada. I hear something in the back, some chitter and some chatter.
Wait for that Drake Tom Green collabo.
Something in the coffin making the glitter clatter. I open up the coffin, body starts coughing. Shit, snot gurgling, sneezing and vomiting. I say, hey, you want a double wobble with cheese? And it says, hey, get me to the hospital, please. So, well, I go back to the small town hospital. The nurse gives me a colonoscopy to be hospitable. Cops come and treat me like a criminal. I try to explain, they throw me in a jail cell. My cellmate
when I say cellmate, well, I mean cellmate. He starts batting his eyelashes and looking friendly. So I grab the toilet seat and say this could be deadly. He says, I'll get you when I'm ready. See, I call for the guard and I grab his gun and I grab his keys and I freaking run and I go through the parking lot and jump in my Saturn and I head for the Hooters. And now you see the pattern? I like looking at boobies. I like porno movies. I like meeting girls.
And then this album was like produced by like one of the Dust Brothers. It's like, what? Any chance of getting Phil Fish on a stream again? I mean, maybe. He doesn't live in town, so it's not really something we can just make happen anytime we want. But yeah, I like talking to Phil. He's an interesting dude, so I would not be opposed to talking to him again, absolutely.
About your cool life. You say she won't be your wife, but I am. White's red, iris is brown, and your eyes wide. You apologize to me when I see it do a line. But like, I'm open-minded and it's fine. I don't do this shit, but I don't really mind it. I'm not heartless, but I'm hard and a rotten tooth. It's my party, couldn't cry if I wanted to. And the more you taunt me, the more I think I'm wanting you. And ever since, you're the prince and I'm the one that's haunting you. Now you're trying to dip without me, but I'm the princess, read my lip. It's pouty, and the sky is looking kinda cloudy. So maybe you should stay inside and you and I could get a little rowdy. Lordy, shorty, you're a 10 and I'll wait for your drunk dials at 3:30 a.m. I love that.
All right. I like this. That's a good song. That's, I ain't got no problem with Kitty Pryde. Yeah, Bloodhound Gang demo tapes. That's where the morning's at. You to know that. Thank you. I'm your chocolate star? Not sure that that's a compliment. Oh, Klamath Falls isn't a shithole. They got a Fred Meyer and... Well, I guess that's probably about it. I don't know. Part where she talks about rapping Duke. Favorite flavor of gum. All that long sometimes, though, you got to get like three pieces of Juicy Fruit in you at the same time just to, you know, make the flavor last. I mean, it's no Fruit Stripe, you know. Fruit Stripe's flavor lasts like 4 seconds. Juicy Fruit is better than that. Saying stuff that don't make no sense.
I need your arms around.
He's all like, hey, what's up? I'll translate for you guys. He's all satin. You guys like anime?
I need your understanding. I need your love.
So you tell me that you care, but when I need you,
baby,
baby,
you're never there.
On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance. First you say you're too busy. I wonder if you even miss me.
Song's about fucking.
Colgate, she swallowed it. Yeah, the bitch took the whole lane, ran with it, and let mailman hit it, and hit man hit it. Damn bitches, man, this is what I'm talking about. Chicken head, chicken fed, with a dick in your mouth. Out and about with your nigga like it never took place.
Damn, touch, next time you learn to taste. I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl, you got a husband who loves you.
I think I'm right. I was right. This song is about fucking.
You need to give them your quality time. You got the number. It's on you to make the call. You know I'll come quick, help you redecorate your walls, cut your backyard. Don't have to act hard to get the cock. And if I'm going too far, I'll take it out and wipe it off and put it back up. And keep going, you're trying to hide it from your husband, but I know he be knowing that your pussy's been tampered with. Did you show him that new trick of how you can make it smoke a cancer stick? You be working it like a dancer, bitch. It's hard on me not to give you all of my time that you want. You can give me some head, but keep the breakfast in bed. I'd rather spend my morning digging through some records instead. But tonight I guess it'll be alright if we can touch bases, hook up somewhere and exchange some fuck faces. I know your man's looking for you, he's always trying to run you. Don't worry about me handcuffing you, cause I just wanna fuck with you. On the sneak tip, on some creep shit. So what you gon' do, you freak bitch? You acting like you don't do dicks. That's the kind of bitch I hate fucking with. Baby was a virgin, that's what she said. So I gave her some head, see, she gave me some head. I fucked her on the front so I would mess up my bed. Then little half dead put his dick on her head. Take that bitch home and give her a bone, and give her the number to my cellular phone. Now she blowing up my pager, the shit's getting major. A favor for a favor, this dick is what I gave her. Something to go by, and bitches know why. Stuff thinking they mouth and in the mouth. 24/7, Dre, Snoop, and Devin. We serving these hoes and never loving these hoes. I just wanna fuck you. No touching and rubbing, girl, you got a husband who loves you. Don't need your all in mind. I just wanna fuck you. We can't be kissing and hugging, girl. You got a husband who loves you. You need to give him your quality time.
Nope.
You really got big fat tits.
Thank you.
City.
black, black bras, whole lot of money in a black bag, black strap, you know what that's for.
Grandpa's got me, huh? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Yeah, who gon' stop me? Snow breaks, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, but got 8 charms. Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they pics made. Ixnay off my Ixnay, that's pig lead. It's big. Who gon' stop me, huh? Last night, it gon' so well. Got kicked up at the hotel. Got a little freaky like mama now, but yes, tell I was wholesale. You just a commentator. If you get me paper, everybody I know from the hood got common haters. In some relations, you just supposed to say them. Heard she fucked the door, man. Well, that's cool, I fucked the waitress. Heard Yeezy was racist. Well, I guess it's someone places. I only like green faces.
I'm gonna stop that.
Come on over, honey, and give your Uncle Dolomite a kiss. Well, what you want, baby?
Would you tell me a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
Hell yeah, me too.
Yes, honey, I'm gonna tell you a story about the badass Eazy-E. He was drinking whiskey and cheese. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker.
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton. It was a silent night. Yes, a holy night. Until Mr. Claus turned into Santa motherfucking, right?
What? That's crazy. This was a song that just kind of completed Eazy-E's, like, transformation into just full-on cartoon character. And then also it's a weird posse cut. Like, what the fuck?
All I want for Christmas is my two for a ten. Your river rhyme, mommy, my way. But we is a way.
needs fart noises for this part, I think. Wishing that you have a fucked up New Year. Like, this is not okay.
Merry motherfucking Christmas. Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Sing that shit.
Merry motherfucking Christmas. And have a fucked up New Year.
Come on.
Merry motherfucking Christmas. Merry motherfucking Christmas. Merry motherfucking Christmas.
So I guess at the beginning of the song, he, you know, said Merry motherfucking Christmas and then shot a bunch of people. So, you know, Easy's motivations are, you know, confusing even to him. This song sounds like even more of a parody than the fucking one that came before it.
It's the same story. A nigga rich, I'm on some nigga shit. And your nigga bitch, you better check him. Tell him I'm off the chain. I fucking bang, homie, that's on the game. Oh, I ain't got a problem. You see me get the stacks. You see I bought the Phantom. 24s don't come with.
Spot.
Yeah, I think that sounds a little like I ain't bullshit, part, whatever the fuck part it is. Yeah, and the bitch wasn't shit.
Luke's I Ain't Bullshittin' series is one of the hidden gems in the catalog, where you just get Luke just talking. Just talking. What's on Luke's mind? He's got shit on his mind.
I'm about to announce that I am officially going solo. I think it's about time for everybody to do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Mix do his thing. I do my thing. Michigan Ice does his thing. Brother Marquise goes solo, do his thing. I'ma say no, I ain't bullshit, because I am not bullshit. And, at one point, I think we'll get back together again. You know, really kick it like we used to kick it. You know, I'ma leave it like that and shit. I'm definitely ain't bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, what we gonna do is we gonna see all the different things that we're doing. We're gonna go out of life and check out different facets, many ways. And they gonna kick it like that, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do the thing, and then we're gonna come back.
I think Luke is bullshitting here. I don't know. Broadway tunnel closed. What? Oh, not now. Okay. That's fucked up. One of those signs that, you know, electronic signs that's saying all this different stuff. Like, one of them just says Broadway tunnel closed. You're like, fuck. And the next one just says for cleaning, which doesn't help. It should say, but not now. Like, I don't know, some other time. Tonight, like 4 a.m.
Sometimes, you know, people. Let me tell you about niggas, right?
Okay. Go on, Luke.
I'm a fucking really don't really say anything to you. Offer you no advice when you stand on the corner with a 40 in your hand, right? You know, don't let you down on the ground with another motherfucker. You know, you ain't doing shit, he ain't doing shit, ain't nobody doing shit. You know, it ain't no problem. As soon as a nigga gets somewhere in life, everybody wanna be a lawyer, everybody wanna be a manager, everybody wanna tell another nigga what to do and all this shit. You know, I got a problem with that shit, you know, and people listen to that shit.
Maybe I Ain't Bullshitting Part 4 is where the series goes bad. I feel like Luke just doesn't have much to say there.
It's unbelievable how a nigga met you. I wouldn't believe that you would turn out my favorite hoe. My favorite
mixtape bullshit. Be happy.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Be happy.
Everybody, let's go have some fun.
there's a lot of people out on the street right now. I'm not really seeing a lot of happy boys and happy girls. A lot of dour faces. The faces of the city. The human condition. This guy, is he happy? I don't know. He's got a little spring in his step, I'll give him that. That guy's not happy. This woman here, no. This woman waiting at the bus stop, not happy. Everything about her body language says, ugh, fuck. On a skateboard doesn't even look happy, and he's on a skateboard. Listen to that Prodigy song than this fucking mashup stuff.
I gotta close the window before I record, because New York don't know how to be quiet.
That's why you're recording in a spot that has a fucking window that can be open and closed in the first place.
Fine.
I mean, think about that.
Welcome to the only nice motel in town. How long will you be with us?
Just for tonight.
Ah, very well, sir. You'll find it's very clean here. Just fill out this card.
Oh, thanks. Oh, look, it's dirty. Somebody's already used it. There's a name on it.
That's all right.
Well, I couldn't get you to believe my name is Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, could I?
Well, of course you could. It's nice to have you with us, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Run!
Hey, aren't you Mr. and Mrs. John Smith? Ready down, USA? How's Joe, boy, and this here's it.
Hey, I'm not really Mr. and Mrs. John Smith.
Well, that's okay. I'm not Joe.
And he's not it.
Hey, fella, how about bending a couple in the doodah rolls? If you catch my meaning, if you get my drift.
I'm sorry, what? All right. I'm at the office, so I'm gonna take off, and I'll see you guys later, okay? Have a good Tuesday.